people don't stop and think about the risk they're taking inside their TSP. They tend to put it in terms of, I want to be really safe, so I'm going to put it all in the G fund, or I'm really well diversified and I'm using an asset allocation strategy that puts me in the C, S, and I funds, but they don't tend to think about how much risk is really involved in what they're doing.
And so how can people determine that risk?
Well, the TSP doesn't do a great job because they're using index funds. We can't really determine that. But by looking at what happens in the overall markets, and that's the charts that you see in the article, show us, are we in the throes of a bull market where everything's going up? And at that point, equities work great. But if we're looking at where we are today, which is really in a full-out, long-term bear market cycle, then you can't invest the same way. You have to use a little more active management in your philosophy and your strategy around your TSP.
But isn't the TSP a little more cushioned, a little more insulated than, say, the Dow overall?
Well, if you have all your money in the C fund, you're not insulated at all because your returns are based on the S&P 500 rather than the Dow. But if we look at how they move either up or down, the Dow and the S&P 500 typically move in lockstep with each other. And so if your returns are based on an overall index, you're going to move exactly like they move.
So what does that mean for an investment balance strategy among the funds? What should people do, or does that vary depending on their age and stage in life?
Well, of course, everyone wants me to just give them a blanket answer so that they can all run and just change their allocations. The reality is you have to take into account how far are you from retirement, which retirement system are you in, because there's a different view for whether you're in CSRS or FERS. The FERS have to count on their thrift savings plan more. And so it is a very individualized thing. But the advice I would give is that you have to look at your tolerance for risk, which is very difficult to measure. But you have to look at that tolerance for risk and then look at what the overall market is doing. And really the bottom line is you have to decide to take a much more actively managed approach. The buy and hold approach that all the TSP participants pretty much used in the 90s won't work in this kind of a bear market economy.
We're talking with Ann Vanderslice, the founder of the Federal Benefits Training Network. She's also a contributor to the Mindshare column on federalnewsradio.com. So, you know, the buy and hold strategy actually is what the L Fund is pretty much based on. Is that a mistake then, or should we start being a little more aggressive?
Well, I think there's a big problem with the L Fund in that, again, people don't understand how it works. And in all of the programs that I do, I consistently hear people say, well, the L Fund's actively managed, and the issue is it's really not. When Mercer Consulting was hired back in 2005 to create those L funds, they came up with the allocation over the lifetime of that life cycle fund. And so you don't get any active management. Every one of those allocations is predetermined. So while the life cycle fund will keep you from doing something hopefully silly like buying high and selling low, it won't protect you in terms of buy and hold.
And in your column, you talk about the secular cycles that last much longer, the long wave forms that really should tell you about the next 20, 25 years. Are we in a secular bull or secular bear market?
Well, if you look at the numbers, and there's a really interesting chart that goes along with that, that shows us in chart form where it's much easier to see that we're really probably about in the middle of a secular bear market.
And so that means be careful and, as you say, manage for the short term to try to maximize growth, but don't, and that's why you're saying don't invest and hold.
That's right.
So it sounds like Las Vegas, no matter what you do.
It feels like that, doesn't it? The way we got here, the way they got lulled into sort of complacency around their sort of savings plan was really a result of how the TSP started and the fact that we were in a full-blown bull market when that happened. And so you didn't have to pay attention at that point. You just really bought into the C fund and didn't do anything until you were within a few years of retirement, and you ended up with a really nice nest egg in your TSP at retirement, because we know that the first 12 years that the thrift savings plan existed, it basically went straight up, and people got lulled into thinking it was always going to be. So I would remind them that we're no longer in the 90s, and we may never see a run like that again.